Advanced further into southern Gaza Tuesday to attack Hamas militants, even as international aid organizations expressed concern Palestinians seeking refuge in the region do not have a haven from the conflict. Israeli tanks and troops moved near Khan Yunis, a southern city that is second largest on the Gaza Strip, while Israeli aerial attacks hit southern Gaza. Warnings from the Israeli military in recent days urged people in multiple Khan Yunis neighborhoods to evacuate for their safety, directing them to areas further south. A new warning Tuesday told people to stay away from the Salah al-Din, the main north-south corridor. UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees Director Thomas White said Israel ordered about 600,000 people to leave the neighborhoods where fighting could ensue. But in a post on the social media network X, he said the evacuation could drive them to Rafah, along the southern border with Egypt, where the new refugees could double the number of displaced already sheltering in the city. The World Health Organization said Tuesday, as a result of Israel's intensified bombing in the south, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating by the hour. WHO Gaza representative Richard Pieperkorn told reporters via video link the health system infrastructure in Gaza is crippled.
I think we are close by humanity's darkest hour. And this has been the message, I think, from WHO, the UN in general. This bombings and I would say a senseless loss of life must stop now. I mean, we need a sustained ceasefire.
At the same news briefing, UN Children's Agency UNICEF spokesman James Elder said the areas of Gaza designated as safe by Israel were nowhere near meeting basic requirements, warning that absence of sanitation and shelter there have created a perfect storm for a disease outbreak. You'll find additional stories 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A funeral was held in Tanzania's Hanang District Monday for the victims of deadly floods and landslides caused by